What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
So do you think that LeBron James is trying to shoehorn his way into the Denver Nuggets?
I think that LeBron James wants to go somewhere else. I think that he wants to go to a place, obviously, he wants to win. I think that he looks at Jokic and says that this is a premier player, should win the MVP every year. If I could hook up with him for one more season, I'd love to do so. And I could also stick it to the Lakers, who I feel like are turning their back on me and trying to shoo me away because they want to put all their eggs in the Luka basket, which makes sense because Luka's so much younger and LeBron is where he is in his career. So, yeah, I don't think that's a crazy thought whatsoever. As he looks around the league to find the best fit,
yeah.
Why are you saying he's doing this?
I don't know. I feel like it's a thing. They put something out. They were both on a yacht somewhere, like, yeah, NBA players tend to be this time of year.
Right. There's more NBA players on yachts than captains.
Yeah. I think these two guys were on a yacht and something big was coming. Who knows what it is? I guess Jokic's horse won a major race. He's a horse racing guy.
Yes,
now.
He is.
So, which is pretty cool. But, and then listening to Luka Doncic last night on the Yes broadcast with Michael Kay and David Cohn, I mean, he's really hard to understand what he's saying. And he's a little bit muffled and a little bit quiet. I think his English is pretty good, but it was really hard to understand what he was saying. But, and I didn't expect those guys to get into, why do you think Dallas traded you or any of that stuff. But he is on this, tour to let everybody know how much he's been working out now and how in great shape he is, because he realizes that he almost had it taken away from him.
Yeah, of course. Now, I did not see this picture yesterday.
Yeah.
But now I'm looking at it. So they're in Saint-Tropez.
This is Nikola Jokic and, of course,
LeBron
James.
Well, it's his agent. So I do not
I think LeBron James was with him.
Well, LeBron is there, but it's Jokic's agent.
Okay.
Misko Raznotovic. Which we all knew.
Mm-hmm.
That too. I didn't even need to say that. Everybody knew it was Misko. And, it's Maverick Carter. It is, which is longtime business partner LeBron James. It's Misko Raznotovic. And it's LeBron James. And they're in Saint-Tropez.
Mm-hmm.
And the Instagram post from Misko is captioned, "The summer of 2025 is a perfect time to make big plans for the fall of 2026. Now, that could mean...
That's next year.
Yeah, that could mean...
As opposed to this year. I would get it done this year if I could. Not wait until next year.
Yeah.
I mean, but that $53 million price tag is not only is it expensive, it's hard to fit in the salary cap situation.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I don't, like, how does it work? Like, this is the biggest thing I need to know from the standpoint of the roster and the cap and everything else. How does it work? Who goes? How do you match the money? Does he get an extension? He opted in. Like, I need to really see more of the details, as they say, of how that would actually work. But they also said summer of 2026, which could, LeBron could be retired, and Maverick Carter and Misco could be, you know, building a casino in Abu Dhabi. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
It could be anything.
I totally understand.
And they're like,
but it seems like there's a real, I don't know, call it a perception or not, but it really seems like there's a disconnect between the Lakers and LeBron.
I would agree with that. I mean, and Misco's probably saying something like, you want to really mess with them? let's put post out to make them really think, huh? So, yeah, do it. That'd be hilarious.
Hey, you know, you heard they had that that dinner with Luca, and I think he just ate lettuce.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Just smelled the food.
Exactly.
Yeah. LeBron did not get rumors heating up.
Heating up.
All right. Let's go to Ron, who is in St. Louis, Missouri. What's going on, Ron?
Hey, Boomer Geo. Big fans. Long time listener.
What's up, man?
There's a beef between my two favorite athletes in New York, Boomer and Jeter. I want to know if Boomer got a response to what Tiki said yesterday, that he called Jeter at the Hall of Fame, and Jeter was all mad at Boomer calling him an elitist. He said he should just call them.
Who, I should just call Jeter?
Yeah, that's what Tiki was saying yesterday.
Oh, Tiki said that. I mean, number one, I don't have Derek's number to call him. And number two, I was given a 30 seconds to give a response to something we were talking about, and I gave my response. And I was then forwarded an email from somebody within Derek Jeter's sphere to explain where he is going to be on Old Timers Day.
Mm-hmm.
I came on that next day after getting that email, and I said it met my criteria for him to miss the All-Star game.
Old Timers Day.
Right. I mean, yeah.
And it was not, it was something other than the birthday situation.
Yeah, everybody's talking about his daughter's birthday. I don't, according to the email that I received, which I think is legit and totally true, and I'm not going to out anybody, it's not a birthday party. It's something else.
Yeah, okay.
Well, but it does involve family, and it is a very important thing that somebody can't miss.
Yes. And you telling me off the air what that was, I would agree with that. But also, you know, on the other standpoint, if you're Derek Jeter, you can come out and stop all of this speculation by saying something.
Or you can call me directly.
Right, and be like, this is what's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, we found out he wasn't going. There was quotes from him in the past about how he didn't want to hurt himself or put the uniform on again. And he wasn't there, and there was no discussion at that point about any sort of family obligation. None. And with that... And by the way, you prefaced it by saying, if there's some family thing that we don't know about, then that changes all of it.
Yeah, but that doesn't get a part of, that's not a part of the quote that goes out. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Because everybody's looking for the half of the quote that seems to be taking a shot at somebody. And he is kind of elitist. I mean, he was a front office guy for the Marlins for all those years.
Yeah. I mean, and he was a great Hall of Fame player, an all-time Yankee, Monument Park guy, the whole thing. But when we brought this up, you know, I thought I'd be getting pushback from Yankee fans defending him. We got more Yankee calls of guys that were pissed off at him saying that
there's something there. I don't know what it is.
Like,
but
there's some issue with him in the organization.
Yeah, and by the way, you know, for the 18 years I've been here and talked about what a great example he is for every other single athlete out there.
Yeah.
As a captain, as a clutch player, as somebody who stayed under the radar, I never got to thank you for that. I don't know.
Yeah, but that's the way it always works.
Yeah.
I mean, you could see, you know, you could say probably a week's worth of compliments about a guy and then be like, you know, I kind of disagree with the fact that he missed this thing because it doesn't feel right. And then that person, I can't believe you were ripping me off.
Well, then what ends up happening is that the fans call in and start going after him.
Yeah.
Which was shocking to us.
It was. I mean, there were a lot. And we asked every one of these fans, like, you a Yankee fan or a Mets fan? No, I'm a Yankee fan. And I think that Derek Jeter's acting this way, and I don't like it. He's got a beef with Cashman or something going on.
You know what? Tiki should have called me when he was with Derek Jeter. Let me know.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, when Dave Sims called me and said, how's vacation?
Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah.
You know, Dave, you know, that's, you know what's big, you know, in situations like this?
What's that?
Communication.
Communication is big.
It's one of those things, you know, you just want to make sure that you get, you know, it's, as opposed to going back and forth like this, you guys, you talk it out, whatever. But by the way, you know, Derek Jeter missing Old Timers Day is a topic that we would talk about when they're honoring the 2000 World Series team he was the captain of and the World Series MVP.
Yes.
So what are we just supposed to be like, oh, it's fine. And by the way, I did, like, in the beginning, I was like, ah, you know, I can understand why he doesn't want to put the uniform on. And then I thought about it more. I'm like, wait a second, he's got to be there. And then I found out that he's got this obligation and whatever. But, like, you didn't, I mean, you could have called him a lot worse things.
Well, I did, I mean, I didn't know that. I guess that is somewhat of an insult, I would imagine. Would I want to be called an elitist? Well, it's considering where I came from, to considering where I am now, I could dig that.
Right.
We are Golf Digest champions. And we played at a nice, beautiful private club.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think, like, I don't know, I'm not putting words in your mouth, but the way I took it when you said it was, you got all these other, before we knew about the family thing, got all these other guys that are showing up that this is such a cool thing for them. And it feels like Derek is separating himself from his group because he's Derek Jeter.
Did you hear what Ichiro had to say about Jeter in his speech?
I did not.
Yeah, no, he gave him great compliments as being a leader and being able to play with somebody like that.
Do you think he called him and said thank you? Thank you, Ichiro?
Probably. I don't know. Maybe he probably saw. Well, he saw him there because he was at the Hall of Fame.
Yes. Yeah. No, I know. Everybody said that Ichiro's speech was fantastic.
Because he did it in English.
Yeah.
Because his entire career, he worked with an interpreter.
Which is, that's awesome. I'll go back and watch it at some point.
And he hit on all the right numbers anyway. So it was good. He hit everything.
Yeah. Did you ever see the Bob Costas Ichiro interview from his playing career where Bob Costas asked him, what's your favorite phrase in English? And he said, it's hotter in here than two rats effing in a wool sock. Did you ever see that?
I never saw that.
It's so funny.
Is it?
Yeah.
How did Bob Costas react to that?
He absolutely cracked up.
Well, that's good to know.
I mean, absolutely cracked up. He goes, well, what's your favorite English phrase? He's like, it's hotter in here than two rats effing in a wool sock. And he said effing. And Bob Costas was crying. Oh, Richie and East Islip. I love Richie and East Islip. What's going on, Richie?
All right, Gio.
Hey, man.
Listen. Maybe we had a good talk last time. And, you know, now if you guys are going to go to Stream Song, play the course. And I don't know. I mean, it's just it's a different world playing over there than playing. Where were you guys yesterday? Seawayne?
Yes.
Seawayne's great golf course and stuff. But old blind shots at Stream Song. It's, you know, gigantic. It's kind of like, I guess, a Friar's Head type of greens and stuff where they're all just gigantic. And so, I mean, you know, like, maybe you're better off just going out on top right now, just saying, look, we achieved this whole thing, right? You're going to go down there. There's national guys all over the place that are going to be playing, right?
You know, Richie, you got a point. But, like, when the team that wins the AFC championship game sees that they're an underdog in the Super Bowl, do they decide to go out on top or do they end up playing in the game?
We try. Yeah, right? We want to play, yes.
I mean, at least you guys adore the weather that you're going to be getting. Remember, it's Orlando heat. It's different than, like, the, you know, like Palm Beach heat and some of that.
Yesterday was about as hot as it could possibly be.
And Richie, that was the third hottest day that I played in this year. Willie Colon's outing was the hottest day. I saw a guy in my foursome, like, go down to his knees. He was an Irish guy. And he's like, I'm not genetically mutated for this.
Well, listen, I'm watching your picture, watching your swing. I want to get you a little more upright, Gio. I mean, you're just bent a little too much, even on your putting. I mean,
I agree. Every time I look at it, I'm like, man, it still looks terrible, but the results are better, and that's what I care about. I'm never going to look like I want to look. I'm never going to have Justin Thomas's swing, but, you know, I mean, I'm a guy who's been playing for a couple years. If I can. You know, if I could, the results are good, then the results are good, you know? But I agree, there's times I look bent. That boy bent. But yeah,
but even your buddy Brian Roscona, who's sitting in for Eddie this morning, was like, I told him yesterday, I said, there are a couple drives where you were not that far short of me. Like, you were either right there with me or within 10 yards of my drive.
Yeah, I was pumping him yesterday. You know, I was feeling good.
That's what he says. He's pumping them.
Yeah, I was pumped.
I've never seen you hit him that far, so that's pretty impressive.
Well, things have... Nah, guys. Ever since that Ryder Cup, Portland Villager Ryder Cup, something has been okay. That's why I don't like talking about it too much, because then the next thing you know...
Your swing's a lot better, though. When I see it on CBS Sports Network, it's a lot better than it was even 3 months ago.
I would hope so. The amount of golf that I'm playing, for God's sakes, you know? Don't want to spin your wheels, Roscona. Didn't we play with a guy who did his... Or maybe that wasn't with you. That did the same thing as Roscona does, the two full swings before he hits a drive. That might have been somewhere else with somebody else. But he did the same exact routine as Roscona. No, it wasn't.
So CBS Sports Network's informing me they have your first couple
of swings. No, we don't need to do this.
Okay.
I'll see that, and then I'll morph back into that guy, and then I'll never be able to play again. You know,
due diligence.
Can I have a day where I'm a champion?
You had a day. You got
can
a day.
I just have a
you
championship
had a day yesterday.
Day?
You got the trophy. You stood up in front of everybody. You thanked everybody.
Well, they didn't give me the microphone.
Oh, they didn't give you the microphone.
What I did do, though, was people were clapping, and one guy goes, "You're playing too much golf now, Gio." I said, "It wasn't me. It was old the big fella." And I said, "Not Jesus Christ or God." I pointed up Boomer Esiason. That's what I meant.
Well,
it's all about the big fella.
It's about that golf course is what it is.
All right, but the golf course almost killed me because I licked my golf ball. What a redemption story. I mean, this is like I told you yesterday, like this story is better than The Legend of Bagger Vance. Man almost dies on golf course and then comes back and wins the New York leg of the Golf Digest Open.
It does have a Disney plot twist to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, it does, without question.
Right. From City MD to Champion. The story of Greg Giannotti and the Sea Wing Club.
The last time I saw him down there, he said, "Okay, you can leave now. I'll take an Uber from City MD." So I said, "Let me go in and check just to make sure."
Gee, can we play this?
Play what?
No, you're not.
When you first started versus now.
No, you're not playing that.
I can't. I don't want to see it.
It's a compliment.
I know it is. I don't want to see it. I'm telling you, I don't want to see it because I'll end up doing. It'll get in my head.
But the audience does.
The audience.
So I
close your eyes.
I go. Shut up, Stephen. So I go into the City MD where he's sitting in a room, and he's up on the gurney. He's got his feet dangling. He's got albuterol going through the nebulizer.
Yeah, right. Yep.
and he got the prednisone. I'm like, all right, you good, man? You good? Everything good?
Right.
Yeah, I'm good.
From nebulizer to stream song.
The
journey.
I knew a guy that put teas in his mouth. Same deal.
Yeah, I know. Not good. I think about it all the time now. I put a tea in my hat now. I'm thinking I got to stop doing
that. I do that, too.
Can't do that. All right, Steven, you want to play it? Go ahead and play it. All right? For God's sakes, I bust your balls enough.
Roll 41.
I'll give him roll 41.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Look at you and Al and Jerry.
Oh, boy.
I missed the ball.
Al was smacking the ball that day.
So was that 2022 in that first one?
This is 2019 at Topgolf where I never played, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I never actually played a round or anything. Yeah. Yeah, see, look at that. I look like shooting a hockey puck. Yeah, there we go. Yeah,
what a difference.
Things are a lot better. All right, there you go, Steven. You happy now?
That was worth it, right?
It was great. It was totally worth it, Steven. Anything that makes you happy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Reminder, we're going to be at Giants camp on Thursday, so excited to go out there. Don't have the full guest list yet for that day, but when we find out, we will let you know. Is Al coming back for that show?
He is not.
He is not. Okay, no. So who is someone coming out with us?
Hurley will be out there with you.
Okay, so you guys did not get the call to go out there with us.
No, I'll be here with Rami.
Okay. Did you want to go out there, Fleeks?
I'm good.
I thought that'd be something that you'd maybe want to do.
I mean, I'd be open to it if they asked. I would go, but
You don't want to force your way into it. Roscona, is that something you would like to do?
Yes.
You would do that?
100%.
Aren't you going on vacation tomorrow?
I am on vacation. That's why I'm not here.
All right.
I probably would be here if I was.
Well, it's easy for you to say yes when you're on vacation.
Well, you said, would you?
Yeah, I know.
You didn't say, will you?
But I first needed to know if you would before I found out if you will. Right?
I get it. Yes.
So I asked you, would you? And then I was going to say, hey, maybe we'll have Roscona help out.
Much needed vacation, though. I need it.
Yeah. Where are you going?
Woodlock Pines out in Pennsylvania.
I'm sure it's beautiful this time of year. Is it lakes and stuff?
Lakes, nice. Water slides, pools, ooh, golf course.
Not indoor water park, though, right?
No. I don't do that. I don't do indoor water park.
You can't.
No.
If you're someone, gross. Yeah.
You gotta watch out for that coxsackie.
Yeah, it's the worst, man.
Ugh.
Hand, foot, and mouth. I've had it. It's not fun.
No. Really?
Yeah. I had it twice in 1 week, believe it or not.
How old were you when you got it?
Oh, it was my kids that gave it to me. It was like a few years ago.
Oh.
See, I didn't think you could, as an adult, could get the coxsackie as easily as a kid.
You don't get it as fierce. Like, I didn't get all the stuff all over me. I just felt in a malaise. I was, like, sick.
Since we're on this, friend of mine just got Lyme's disease. Concerned about him. Got a tick, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, don't you keep that for the rest of your life? He was like, yep, basically.
So like, Tom Seaver, unfortunately, dealing with.
I know. His damn ticks.
He got the, if I remember correctly, Tom Seaver got the ticks up in Connecticut before he moved to California, I believe.
Yeah. Yep. So hopefully, I don't know, they've had advances in medicine or whatever, but that's a scary one because they're all over the freaking place, those things.
You got to wear a hat when you play.
Yeah, and also the deer. Like, everybody's like, oh, look, there's a deer on the course. No, that freaking deer.
Get away from it.
The Lone Star tick is worse because you develop a meat allergy. Like, you can't eat meat for the rest of your life.
Yeah, but that's not around here, I feel like. I feel like that's down in, like, Texas, those ticks.
I don't know. Lone Star tick, that would make sense, right?
Yeah, we just have the Empire State ticks up here. Let's give you Lyme's disease. Jerry, let's hear it, man.
All right, we are brought to you by Sansone Auto Mall, Woodbridge, New Jersey. We'll start with the Yankees. If you got there late, let's say you were at the Hard Rock or, whatever, you were just trying to get through the turnstiles, well, you missed a very quick start for the Rays.
2-1 pitch, breaking ball, high fly ball, left field backing up and taking a look is Dominguez as he gets into the stands 4 rows deep. 2-run homer for junior Caminero, a 2-out shot. It's 2-0 Tampa Bay here in the first.
And that was Dave Sims with the call on the fan. 2-0. Now, the Yankees did tie the game on a couple of bases-loaded walks, but never got that big hit to surge in front. It was 2-2, then they fell behind 3-2, and then the next thing it was 4-2, and they wound up losing the game. Cam Schlittler gave up that home run. Did settle down to throw into the fifth. How he adjusted after giving up that home run to Caminero?
I was talking to Max in between innings, just trying to get some small cues and see what I was feeling out there with the mechanics. Just think I was, you know, opening up a little bit and just, you know, again, missing a little bit arm side.
Max is Max Fried, who will start tonight. Now, obviously, when you lose 4-2 to the Rays and you don't do much of anything offensively, it's kind of hard to find a Thrivewell player of the game, but I found one. His name is Brent Hedrick. Who is Brent Hedrick? Well, he pitched. He threw an inning, struck out the side, 17 pitches, 15 went for strikes. He was pretty damn good last night.
His pitch. Weak swing and a miss. He caught his batting helmet as it came off. Hedrick, nice inning.
Yes, it was. And he is our Yankees Thriving Player of the Game, brought to you by Thrivewell, New York's premier infusion and injection center. Saving lives drip by drip. Visit ThrivewellInfusion.com. What am I missing?
That highlight.
That's what I got.
I know.
You want a base loaded walk?
I'm not. No, this is one of those things where you're getting defensive when I'm not criticizing
you.
I'm saying the fact that that's where we're at with this team.
Yeah.
Where this highlight is Dave Sims going, nice inning.
17 pitches, 15 for strike, struck out the side.
It was a nice inning,
but that was like, it.
Jesus, man.
That is exactly where we're at. So, they'll continue tonight. The Yankees, 57-49. They do remain, though, 5.5 behind Toronto. Toronto did lose last night. Now, that having been said, you mentioned the whole Tiki and Derek Jeter thing.
Yes.
All right, so Rami pulled the audio for you. I broke it up into three little segments. Evan and Tiki. So Tiki went to the Hall of Fame stuff, was a guest of CC Sabathia's, the whole thing. Here was asked about Boomer's comments.
Derek Jeter has taken some shrapnel over the last few weeks.
What?
Including from our very own Boomer Esiason.
Boomer Esiason!
Who called him, quote, an elitist for not going to Old Timers Day. Mm. So a couple of questions.
Mm.
Is Derek Jeter aware of what Boomer said?
Yes, Derek Jeter is aware. And in honor of that, I'm going to do my, what are we going to call it? Oh, I know, a Cinco de Tiki.
Now, I thought it was going to be something about you with the Cinco de Tiki. It wasn't. It was just about great moments of the Hall of Famers. Okay, fine. So he would go on, Tiki would, to mention how he did talk to Derek at CC Sabathia's Hall of Fame party up at Cooperstown.
Jeter was there. And I went up to Jeter, and I said to him, geez, I got a question for you. And by the way, this is fully on the record.
So he knew this was all on the record.
This was on the record.
All right.
I'm like, Old Timers Day. Because my partner says you don't want to hit. You don't want to look like you can't hit.
I stand by that.
That's not true. I said, what happened? And he says, I have a birthday party for my kids.
Okay, fair enough. Furthermore about you, sir?
Boomer was dead wrong. He got so mad at Boomer, I had to go buy him shots. So mad that I had to like dump water on his head.
He was
so
mad?
He'd cool down and chill out. Boomer, just call him. Just ask.
What,
he's not an elitist.
In fairness, does Boomer have Derek's phone number?
I don't know. He's a star in town.
Wait,
find it.
So Jeter said, quote, he should have called me?
Should have called me. Don't speculate about me. Just talk to me.
Wow.
So he was hot. I had to calm him down.
Wow.
Whew.
There you go.
Oh, good.
You're a star. You got his number?
I don't.
Mm. Okay.
He didn't have my number either, I don't think.
Right.
Because he would have sent you a text.
Or he could have said something.
He would have sent you a text and, hey, thanks for kissing my ass for 25 years.
Well, so that ends it for the most part.
But again, there's an inaccurate story. I believe there's an inaccurate part of this story out there.
Mm. Interesting.
So, yes.
So someone's lying. Okay.
Yeah, there is something going on, I believe, but I don't believe it's what everybody thinks it is. But maybe I could be wrong.
This is easily summed up this way, is that when that date came out for Old Timers Day, you could easily schedule a birthday party on a different day. When the date came out for Old Timers Day, the thing that we believe through this email that you received is happening, that Derek is attending, would have been scheduled prior to Old Timers Day being announced.
And probably couldn't be moved.
Yes.
And it couldn't be moved. And we also know that Derek has four kids, and not one of their birthdays is August 9th.
Right. There's a birthday 8 days later, but and that's apparently the one.
Well, let me ask you this. Is it we have kids. No, I don't have Derek Jeter's money, but is it possible that something was booked so far in advance?
Like for a vacation or something like that.
Or an extravagant birthday party.
Which is what the precursor to the commentary was, if there were a legitimate family reason why you wouldn't be there.
Yes.
It's totally understandable.
And I said to Al, I could see a scenario. Let's say they booked this really fancy place for one of the girls' birthdays. And then this comes out, and the wife's like, you got to be kidding me. You've lived your life with the enough. It's about the girls now.
Yeah.
Possible.
It is possible. But
the only reason I would say differently in that regard is that, you know, this is their dad. They weren't alive when their dad was playing. You know, and, you know, this is a celebration of his, you know, World Series MVP and World Series team. So it would have to be something significant for him to miss this.
And how far are you booking trips in advance? Like, I don't know when they announced this Old Timers Day, but it had to be before spring training.
I believe it has nothing to do with again, I could call him, I guess, if I got his number. I can find
give
out.
A shout.
But I feel like I got, you know, the right information that there's nothing that he can do about getting out of this to go to that.
Gotcha. So
stuck with the schedule. It is what it is.
Yes.
Padres beat the Mets late last night, 7-6. The Mets had themselves a nice 5-1 lead thanks to the grand slam by Mark Vientos, but they gave it up, trailed, got a home run from Ronnie Mauricio on the ninth to tie it, and then they gave it up in the bottom half of the inning and wound up losing the game. It was Elias Diaz with the game-winning RBI single. Mets had their 7-game winning streak come to an end. Sean Manaea, the star tonight. Mets still a game and a half ahead of the Phillies. Philadelphia lost to the White Sox 6-2. I promise you next hour I will get you some of the Giants and Jets sound that we have. Also, we heard from Deion Sanders. I'll bring you that. And it does look like, from what I'm seeing on social media, this NFL employee, I think Diana Rossini posted, the NFL employee that was injured in this horrible shooting yesterday, looks like I think he's going to be okay, and it looks like the bullet that got him might have been almost a ricochet. So, I mean, if there's anything positive, it's that it looks like he'll be okay.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
I got to tell you, man, I am getting text after text after text from friends that are saying that I'll read one of these texts to you, okay? Hey, Odyssey should support you guys playing in this tournament. Great PR for the station, and you guys can preview the Ryder Cup in addition to covering week one, and same with the CBS Sports. Now, this is, you know, a very good friend of mine who listens on a daily basis, and he did not know that we were playing in this tournament yesterday.
Okay.
I think he turned us on this morning and saw the trophy.
Yeah, of course, which is very noticeable, by the way. Right. The trophy is for first place in the Golf Digest Open's New York leg.
So we're going to have to make a decision pretty quickly. I also want to get your take on Happy Gilmore, too, since everybody's giving their take on Happy Gilmore, too.
Well, first off, full disclaimer. Anything that involves like today's golfers and that they're involved with, I will defend to, I will die on that hill because I want everything that they do to be received well. Like I just am in that point because I like these guys so much. But I went in with low expectations and I thought it was, I thought it was funny. I mean, I thought that, you know, the ending of course was, you know, when they faced off with the new golfers was a little bit over the top, but the entire Happy Gilmore one was also very silly and over the top. You know, with, I mean, think about it. When people are like, oh, this is so unrealistic. Like, okay, Chubbs Peterson died in the first one after Happy chopped the head off of the alligator that ate his hand and showed it to him in a box.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you know, or the way that he ended the, you know, the way he beat Shooter McGavin in the first movie with the stanchion falling down and he had to, you know, make a mini golf putt. Like, I mean, come on. So yes, it was silly. If that was your criticism of the first one, was silly too. But I thought Scottie Scheffler was really funny, mm-hmm. and I thought John Daly was really funny, and John Daly squirting the hand sanitizer in his mouth to me was funny. So that stuff to me was good. And then you know, Scottie with the guy who's like, my name's 8-Ball. He's like, no, it's not. Your name's Ted. You were my brother's college roommate. He's like, well, I'm 8-Ball now, but tell him I said what's up. Like, that was funny. So there was some good stuff in there. But and I did enjoy it. It's not supposed to be Citizen Kane. It's not supposed to be
no. It's not going to win an Oscar or anything.
But it was good.
You know. All right. So I chuckled through it. You know, I was laughing just because you're watching these scenes with these professional golfers and the way that they're interacting with each other is very funny. The fact that they all got into the batting cages and were taking the balls.
Yeah.
And then Rory gets knocked back into the thing. It was very funny.
Yeah.
Or whoever that was that got knocked back into the netting. The Bob Barker fight scene in the first movie was basically Scottie Scheffler fighting and then getting arrested and then leading into the arrest. So 74, 75 different cameos from different people. The Eminem thing was funny. Yeah, I thought
Jackass.
Yeah, Jackass. I thought that was funny. And, you know, and then the kid that was replacing Jaws.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's not a kid. That's Boban Marjanovic.
Yeah, I know that. But what I'm saying, but he was playing Jaws' son.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought, yeah, yes, funny. Is it, you know, the funniest movie that I've ever gone to a movie theater and saw and was laughing from the moment that it started to the moment that it ended and all the different cameos that that movie had was Tropic Thunder.
Yeah.
So from Wedding Crashers to Tropic Thunder to Old School to Talladega Nights, I mean, this is not in that group of movies that were just laugh out loud funny.
Sure.
I chuckled during this.
Yeah.
Because Happy Gilmore kind of humor, and I think most of the cameos came off really good.
Yeah, I mean, it was, in no way to me was it bad and not worth putting on. For me, and liking the original, you know, being a original Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison fan, I being such a golf guy right now, I really enjoyed it. But, I mean, I can understand how it's not everybody's cup of tea.
I'd love to see Lee Trevino in it.
Yeah, it was great.
Just and like then, he was in the original. And,
like,
you know,
Xander, who's like tends to be a little bit of a tight ass, having a good time with the That's What She Said thing and the dinner. And then, you know, Fred Couples with the eating the desserts. And I mean, it was
great. Love the fact that Travis Kelce ran him over.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
Bad Bunny was actually very good in the movie as the caddy. So.
And it's great to see Vern Lundquist back.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was, hey. I liked it.
I mean, so you'd like it, but so you would give it like a 75% Rotten Tomato score?
Like I said, I preface this with I'm going to defend these movies a little more. I'll go B+.
Okay.
So that's more like a 85 to 88, somewhere in there.
I saw a interview that Adam Sandler gave about trying to get all these people together and how when he was reaching out to Eminem, he said, sure, I'll show up. You know, next thing you know, he's on set.
Which is great.
And by the way, did you notice that it was Beacon Hill Country Club?
I did. Yep, of course, because we were just there and they were pointing it out. So I did notice that. And Bryson DeChambeau just did a video with Adam Sandler. You know, he does the break 50 from the front tees. So yeah. he just did that video with Adam Sandler, put it out. And it's already got almost 4 million views.
That's so popular for sure, 100%. You know, is it in the pantheon of great comedic movies? No, but did it kind of carry on from what Happy Gilmore 1 was? I'd say yeah.
Wasn't a disgrace, wasn't bad.
I mean, the fact
was fun.
He killed his wife with a long drive, an errant drive.
Well, yeah, but that was sort of like the whole thing in the first movie was after the funeral. Like, his dad got hit with a puck, and then Chubbs fell out the window, and it was like, you know, after the funeral.
I mean, they followed through with the plot lines.
Yeah. Let's go to Chris in Michigan. What's going on, Chris?
Boomer and Geo. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's happening, Chris?
First, I want to say congrats, guys. That's a big deal, Golf Digest. I hope you guys get to make it. I hope you guys enjoy your time at Pebble Beach as well. But I got a question. So, you were off that week. Gio, did you have a surgery by chance to get your tendon in your hip clipped? Or did you make Gina so mad that she broke off her shoe in your ass, possibly, to make you play better?
Yes, Chris, very funny. And if people have watched Happy Gilmore, too, they know exactly what you're talking about. You're focused on the shoe in the ass thing. It's not what I'm talking about. No comment on that, actually. I mean, there's no shoe in my ass, but the surgery thing, I don't know. I can't confirm or deny. That's why I'm turning through the ball just a little bit more, like Haley Joel Osment.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.